We are on Pei Beis Amud Aleph at the two dots, like seven lines down, eight lines down. Okay, Gemara tells the following story. Who gavra denafal layavami b'masa machza? So there's a certain fellow who's had a brother who passed away and was married and had no children. So the yavama now falls to him in a place called Masa Machza ba achua lemifsala begita mine. So we know this story already. We've seen with this type of story. We've seen this question before. So the younger brother, right? So there's a, Reuven passed away, and so now there's Shimon and Levi. So Shimon is supposed to marry Reuven's wife, and Levi's upset. He wants to give a get to the woman, to his sister-in-law, to make her apostle to Shimon. So Amalai, so Shimon says to Levi, what's the problem? If you're concerned that I'm going to take the money for myself, I'll take all of Reuven's money for myself. So I'll split it with you. Don't worry. There's no reason to mess both of us over here. Just let me marry her and I'll give you half the money. So Amalai, so his brother said back, Levi said back to him, Bistafina da avar tali kida avid pumpadisa. Rama, I'm nervous, he said, that you're going to do to me like the, weasel of Pumbadisa, the guy who messed over his brother. You're going to do the same thing. So why is it called Pumbadisa Rama? Right, because what happened in that case, Rashi says, Shacharichin Chazabo, because that brother had promised he would, I'll do Yibum, and then I'll split the money with you. And what happened, he said he was going to, and he didn't do that. Fine. And why is it called Pumbadisa Ramah? Because the people of Pumbadisa, apparently, Rashi says, were very, weaselly people. They would cheat people. Okay, apparently. Okay, so Amar Leih, so if I say, no problem. Ibais, Palug Lecha Mehashta. So this is no problem. Let's split the money now. Now, meaning before we ever do Yibam. Right, Rashi says right across the way, Hakazek Bechelge Chame Achshav. You could make a chazak on your amount, on your half now. Even though now you can't make a kinyan, right? And even though I cannot, you can't be kona the money until I either marry her or do chalitza with her. When I marry her, and now I get all the money, so you'll be zoch in your half. Because you made a chazaka now. Okay, so why don't we just do that? Make a chazaka now, and then you don't have to worry about being chozer, because then the moment I marry her, it'll become yours. So Amar Mar Bar Vashi, so he said, Mar Vashi says, not so fast. Afagav dechi, also Rav Divi, Amar Rav Yochanan, even though we know that Rav Divi came, he told, from Eretz Yisrael, so he taught, in name of Yochanan, ha'om lechavero leich umeshoch parazu. So say you say to your friend, go ahead and make a meshicha on this cow. We talked about cows and donkeys and making meshichas, right? So go ahead and pull the cow now, right? V'lotia k'niyulacha ella achas shloshim yom. And the person says, and he says, now make a meshicha on the cow, and 30 days from now it's going to belong to you. Right? That sounds very similar. Make a chazaka now, right? Make a kinyan now, and it won't be chal now. It'll be chal in 30 days. So even though Rav Divi said, Rav Yochanan said that works, right? Kana, that it works, and it works even if 30 days from now the cow is sitting somewhere in the middle of a lake and it's not anywhere near the person, right? Near me, and I'm trying to be kona. Nevertheless, it works. Yeah, but why was that? Hasam biyado, right? Hachala biyado. That was there because it's in my control at that moment, right? Meaning 30 days before when I said to you, go ahead and make a meshicha. Why was that? Why could I tell you that? Because I own the cow. Right, so I could give you the cow to, I could make a kinyan, allow you to make a kinyan because the cow belonged to me. Right, Rashi says, "Vafilo medes ba'agam she'ena v'rishus halokeach." Right, it's not even if 30 days are up and it's somewhere far away. But Hassam says Rashi, "Who the konal achas loshim rishum to be yado hayal laknos alom mishas meshicha." Because the time when I said to you, "Go ahead, make a meshicha," that was what it was my property. So I could say to you, "Go ahead and make a kinyan." So then it works later because, again, at the time when you made the Meshicha, it belonged to me and I could allow you to make the Kenyan. But continuing Rashi, but now, in this case, it's not in his hand to give the guy the property, right? I couldn't just give it to him if I wanted to. Why not? The guy hadn't yet made it done yibum. So his brother's property didn't belong to him yet, right? It's nothing. You can't do that, right? So what's going on here? So let's go back to the Gemara. So that's one problem. Fine. So the Gemara has now another problem. The Gemara's next problem is, but even the case you're quoting me isn't what you said, right? This idea of the Kenyan Me'achshav, that itself isn't so simple. So says Gemara, V'haki asa Ravin am Rav Yochanan lokani. What do you mean? When Ravin came, right, you told me what Rav Dibi said. But now when Ravin showed up, he told me that Rav Yochanan said that even in that case, where the guy says to his friend, do a Mashiach on the para, and 30 days later it'll be yours, that he's not Kona. So what do you, even that doesn't work, right? So the answer to Gemara, no, lokasha. Handa amalei kni me'achshav, handa lo amalei kni me'achshav. So it depends on what he said, right? If he just said kni, he just said acquire it, and it'll be yours after 30 days, that doesn't work. But if he said to him kni me'achshav, that's really yours from this moment, so then in that situation, that's when it's going to work. Look at Rashi, right? Rashi says kni me'achshav la'achash shloshim kishiyagiyu tehe kni yolacha me'achshav, right? So that's going to work if you say such a thing. Tosfos talks about what are we talking about? Like what's the difference? Why is it that it works when you say me'achshav? Look at the Tosfos, 1, 2, 3, the fourth Tosfos on the page on the left side towards the bottom. Ha damar me'achshav, ha damar me'achshav. So just take a look for a second. Tosfos writes lo dami la omer. It's not the same as the following case. So what's the case that we often talk about? Leisha. Right, the case of a la omer leisha hari amikudeshes li la'achas shloshim yom. Right, let's say a person says you're mikudeshes to me after 30 days. Right, v'lo ba'achav mikudeshes. No one else comes in mikudesher pesach shloshim yom the mikudeshes. Right, that works. Right, so let's say a person says hari mikudeshes li, but the ba'azu he hands her a ring. Right, la'achas shloshim yom, and it's gonna be in effect 30 days later. That works. Afav bishnas achlu maos, even though she lost the ring. Let's say afav bishlo amar me'achshav, and that's true even if you didn't say me'achshav. Right, that works. Why is that? The bekesef vade lo ba'ina me'achshav. When you're giving someone money, you don't need me'achshav. Why? Shlim lo tiskade shlo chayev v'slashalim. Because if it's not mikudeshes, she has to pay the money back. Right? V'havi ki'ilu ha'kesef be'en la'achash shloshim. I mean, what's the point? The point is when you wait 30 days, or you say after 30 days, it means what? Something has to be happening after 30 days. Right? So in the case of money, if you're mikadesh a woman with money, if she doesn't give you, you gave her a ring, cost, I don't know, $200, and then she doesn't give it, you know, and then there's no kiddush here. So what happens? She has to give the money back. So because she has to give the money back, it's ki'ilu, she has it right now. It's as if the money's right, you know, it's right there in her hands, even if she lost it, but because she owes it to you, right? So after shloshim yom, even if you never said me'achshav, she's because that's just based on what you did then. Because now she's holding the money. But in the case of a meshicha, im lo amar me'achshav, if you don't say me'achshav, lo kana la'achash shloshim, it doesn't work. 30 days later. Why? The bishas kenia kvar paska hamashicha. At the time of the kinyan, you didn't do anything. Right? The mashicha has to happen at the time of making the kinyan. So if you say it's me'achshav achash shloshim yom, so what did you say? Basically say, at the kinyan you're making right now, 30 days ago, that's the kinyan that's gonna matter. Right? And after 30 days are up, we'll look back at then. We'll look back then. If it's supposed to be, you'll be kona from day 30 and on, well, at that point, you haven't done any kinyan at all. So that's just the reason to make that distinction. Fine. So the conclusion of the Gemara, at least at this point, is fine. But yes, Rav Dimi is still fine because he was saying the case was you said me'achshav, you said me'achshav, and that's why at least it works there. We still have a problem with our case. How could he do that? How could he sell, you know, split it with the guy, with his brother, you know, before he ever did yibum? Fine, but the question there stands, because our case is now solid. You know what our case is. The guy said, you know, the case is meshicha, and he says me'achshav for 30 days. Fine. So masil v'rosheshes hashta yabam v'achakach hilek. Oh, sorry. So baminim. Fine. So baminei me'ula. They ask you ula. Yibam, yabam va'achakach chilek mahu. So what happens if the guy does yibam and then afterwards he wants to split up his brother's nechasim at that point? So la asavu klum, you can't do that, right? Because it's not his. I mean, even though it's his, but it's mishubit to the wife, right? So you can't do that. Chilek va'achakach yabam mahu. What if you split it up and then you did Yibam? What happens? Lost Vilklum. That didn't do anything either because it doesn't belong to you yet. So Mask Rav Sheshes. Hashi Yavam Vachak Chilek Lost Vilklum. Chilek Vachak Yavam Bay. What kind of question is that? If you told me already that if I do Yibam, that I still can't split the property up. So you have to tell me that I can't split up before I do Yibam? That's ridiculous. Of course not. So and it's no. Shnei Ma'isim Hayo. No, it's two. Rashi explains it's two different stories. Meaning it's not like they were quoting us two cases that are obvious. It's that one person came and asked one kasha, and another person came and asked the other one. And so he tells us both because there's two different stories. That's all. Ki asa Ravin. So then when Ravin came, Amri Shlakish Bein Yavam Ve'achak Achilek Bein Chilek Ve'achak Yavam. Either way, doesn't matter if you did Yivam first, you did Yivam afterwards. Lo asa v'lo kol. You're not allowed to split up the property of the brother. In this case, and so fine, so it doesn't work, and that was something that he was not allowed to do, and therefore it's not possible. Fine. Okay. Next case, v'chacham omrim peiros hamuchubarim lekarka shalom. So we talked about all these different things that are left over when they do yibum. So one of them was what happens if there is peiros that are still mechubal lekarka, right? They're still connected to the ground. Right, so usually things that are connected to the ground belong are the woman's property still. She'd bring in nichsim milug and things like that, so they should still belong to her. But the Mishnah said it belongs to him. So Gemara says, "Am I hakonachasav achrayin varvayin lichsubasa?" Right, I thought all the property again. This is Reuven's. Reuven was married to Rachel and he died. So all of Reuven's property, right, was mishuba to the ksuba. Right, so you can't. What do you mean it's shalom? What do you mean that belongs to the yavam? That doesn't make any sense. They should be mishuba to her because they're mishuba to the ksuba. So Amr Shlakish tini shala. He says you're right. Get rid of the vav, add it, make it a hey, and really it belongs to her. Fine. Okay. Next case. Kinsa harehi ki ishto. Now the Mishnah told us that once they get married, once they do yibum, she's like his wife. Okay. And my hechas like says, I know. But what are you telling me that for? What's the purpose of telling me such a rule that she is like his wife? Of course she's like his wife. They're married now, then do Yibam. So Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina says as follows. Lomar shemegarsha beget umachzira. So it means to tell us that once they do Yibam, if they want to end their relationship, what do they need? They need a get. And it tells us that he could actually be machzir grusha, so if he divorces her, he could remarry her. Where I says, okay, Magarsha beget pshita. Obviously, you can divorce her with the get; they're married. So the thing says, well, not so fast. Ma, the same. What might I have thought via ma? I'm Rachmana. You should do yibam. Right? If I die in the vumin, harishonim alea, and she's still like a yavama, right? Lo titzki la beget el bechalitza. So I might have thought, well, you have to do yibam. If you didn't do yibam, then you know maybe I would think she's still after the yibam takes place, she's still his yavama. So if that's true, how do you end a relationship with the Yavama? The answer is with Chalitza. And Kamash Malan comes to Mishnah to tell me, no, she's like Ishto. Therefore, they're telling me that she's like Ishto, Lachodavar. So you tell me that she's Ishto, so now I know, did you actually give a get? Fine. So next, Machzira, what about they could do a Machzir Grusha? So that's also Pshita. Obviously, if they're married, then a person's married to someone as long as he's not a Kohen. They get divorced, they can get remarried. So Ma, the same. Well, no, what might I have thought? Mitzvah the Rama Rachman Aleha Avda. Right? Vahashta Tekum Aleha Ve'isha Eshazach. Right? So what might I have thought? Actually very reasonable. I might have thought the following. Yibam, we talked about it for so long that Yibam is a chiddush because otherwise it's an Isra Ve'eshazach. You can't marry your brother's wife. Right? So even after your brother passes away and he has children, it's also to marry your sister-in-law. So I might have thought, once you do Yibam, fine, you do the mitzvah. But now you divorce her. Now she's Eshazach. I can't marry her again, right? So therefore comes the mission. Kamash Malan, the mission comes to teach you that no, I am allowed to. Once you did Yibum, she became your wife. Even if you would divorce her and remarry her, that would be permissible because now she is Harei Ki Ishto. She says Gemara Ve'ema Hachanami. So maybe the Gemara says, wait a second. Maybe I really would have made that argument. It's a good point. So Amar Kra V'lakha Lo Liisha. No, so the drasha from the pasuk that tells me that now once you made her your wife, so now she is mamish ki ishto, and at that point you don't have to, she's ishto l'chodavar in the sense that now even if you divorce her, you'll be allowed to be master yushasa. Okay, so let's stop here.